put that kind of thing up around here. Did people ever have a place out in the pasture where you'd pin up the cows to milk them or collect the manure or anything like that?
Yeah, but you know, I don't, at the moment, I don't, it's not a corral or something like that. I mean, I'm not sure there is even. Just don't know.
But you think they did? They did
do
that.
Oh, yes, they did, and they do.
Okay. How about hogs? What kind of a place would you keep those in?
Well, woolen wire fence.
Okay. And what's the name of that place where the hogs stay?
Hog pen or hog house.
Okay.
The old timers around here, you know, a lot of, I guess you'd say poor people, not too well to do without one or two. But a lot of the more well-to-do farmers would have 20, 30, 40.
Hogs?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And of course, they would sell the surplus.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a hog house.
Okay, when you have that many. Mm-hmm. So was that a common, like a
fair
cash crop almost of hogs? Okay, in this area. Okay. How about, do you remember before they had indoor plumbing? Did you have a build it out?
Outhouse.
Okay. They have any other names for it?
Pretty.
Okay.
That's about all I remember.
About it, huh? Okay. How about,
I do remember what old lady called it, the convenience. She hadn't had one before.
Uh-huh. So, you think now, why, it doesn't seem too convenient to us.
No, it doesn't.
Okay. You're learning lots of new stuff today, aren't you?
Yeah.
What about on the outside of the barn or house, the boards that lap over, what are those called?
Oh my. The old people sometimes called them scantlings. Now, if we ever had a real name for them, weatherboarding is all I know.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, some of it's vertical, and some's horizontal, and some's shiplap, and some's this and some's that, if you get technical. I think weatherboarding is about all I can remember.
That would cover both the horizontal and the vertical kind.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've never ever known what a scantling was, to be honest with you. It's generally what I'm talking about, but the exact definition. And have you ever heard Cygodman and anti-Cygodman?
Not around here, not where I've been. Have you heard that here?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't know which is which, but if you've got one side of the house or the building that's off, one side is Cygodman, and if it's the other side, it's anti-Cygodman. Cygodling.
Huh. And that means like crooked or something.
Not plumb or wavy.
No, you're the first one to tell me about that.
That goes way back to the old settlers that first came here, and it's still used occasionally.